10 years ago, Joseph Cole of Princeton pled no contest to a charge of disorderly conduct and intimidating a witness after he allegedly attacked his girlfriend. He told the appeals court he made the plea because he thought his conviction on a non-domestic violence charge would allow him to avoid the federal law barring domestic abusers from buying firearms. In this week's ruling, the court said his plea was illegal because the federal law has no exceptions. Jerry Bonavia of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort says the ruling is a clear recognition by the courts that defendants and lawyers shouldn't look for ways to avoid federal law.
This decision here in Wisconsin shows that if this is a domestic situation and there was abuse, it doesn't matter what we label it. As a point of law, it's a domestic abuse situation, and the person will be treated in punishment appropriately.
Bonavia says the appropriate punishment is to prohibit domestic abusers from owning guns because statistics show they are at a higher risk for committing gun crimes. It's not clear yet whether in this case Mr. Cole will be barred from buying a gun. The appeals court ruling allows him to withdraw his no contest plea. That puts the ball back in the hands of the county prosecutor who accepted the plea in the first place. So it's possible that Cole could be retried on a domestic violence charge. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.